Hey, what's up? This your girl Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom podcast. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the fortress. Hope you guys are doing well. Sending positive vibes and positive energy today. So we back with another episode, and today we're going to talk about acceptance. I think this is long overdue. This episode is long overdue because I feel like we never accept things, just period. So that's what I'm here to talk about today. I don't know, I'm in a good mood today. Like, I'm snapping my fingers. Like, I didn't even have coffee. I can tell you I'm in a good mood. So, acceptance. There's a lot I can say about acceptance. Like, I'm still accepting things. And acceptance can be different, can be different topics, can be different things. Like, acceptance of oneself, acceptance of choices, acceptance of people being the way they are, acceptance of life in general. I can say for myself, it took me a long time to be accepting of myself and, you know, me not being in control of everything and me trying to figure out how to maneuver in life. I can say for the longest time, it took me a while to accept my true self due to relationships. Like, we already been through all these, but like relationships and how I grew up in peer pressure, a whole bunch of things. Like, I never really thought I lived my true self. Like, I just kind of lived, like, I lived for somebody else or lived into somebody else's standards. Does that make sense? Like, I never really accepted my true self, probably until now at age 30. And with that, I think it takes time. Like, we have to really re-envision ourselves, like really focus on like how to get to that point where you're at that point where you're at acceptance, because like it's not an overnight thing. I think for me, like, when my mom passed, that showed me a lot about acceptance and for who I was, like just accepting her not being here, accepting her being sick and dealing with that. Like, you know, I was 20 years old, 20, 21 years old. Like, who wants to deal with that, you know, when they're 21? You know, you're supposed to live your best life at 21. But like, you know, that's something that I had to deal with. And I think from probably like from 16 then on, like I had to accept things for what it was because of those situations. Like, watching my grandma get sick as well. My grandma passed away when I was like 15, 16 years old. So like seeing that, you know, from like with my own eyes and, you know, me being suicidal and you know, very depressed about stuff, like really facing that, because like, you know, me being suicidal at that time, I'm still numb to a lot of stuff. Like, then I was really numb about everything, like, you know, just trying to fit in and, you know, being different, like being awkward, being weird, just, you know, those things that make you a teenager and feeling like, you know, guys don't really like me because, you know, I'm the way I am. And, like, I think till, like, this point now, I still kind of, not going to say guys don't like me for the way I am, but, like, won't accept me for who I am because of me being so, like, different and being, like, just outspoken and very, very forward. Like, I'm not a person that, that's not, you know, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I tell this to, I tell this to Maya all the time. Like, I'm not a person, regardless, I'm your mom. Like, I'm not cutthroat. Like, I'm not cutthroat with her, but I'm very honest and I'm very open about, you know, how situations are and, you know, how I feel about things because, like, I've said this before, like, I feel like I owe that to her. Like, I owe that to all my kids to be open and honest because me sugarcoating things is not going to, you know, I feel like it's going to kind of, like, make the situation worse. So, like, just me being honest and me just really, again, not being cutthroat because I'm not cutthroat with my kids, but just being very forward and very honest about everything because I feel like honesty is the best in any situation. When it comes to parenting and, you know, dealing with people and dealing with relationships, like, I'm not, like, any type of relationship, friendship, whatever. I think that is important, you know, to be honest and to, be very forward with people because, like, today, people are just like, yo, these people are weird, man. Like, seriously, people are, like, really weird. Like, why can't we just be forward and open to each other? Like, why can't we just accept people for who they are as far as if they're being a good person and they're just different and they, you know, they just like different stuff. Like, you know, we're not here to be, you know, mindless zombies and you know, follow the trends. Cause I'm not a trend follower. I can barely tell you who's on the radio. Like, I'm not hip at all. Like, I don't know who's who and what's what. I consistently ask people, who is this? Who is that? Why is this? Why is that? Like, I can't get with that. Like, that's not who I am. Like back then, like, I was hip as fuck. Like, now I'm not hip at all. Like, I don't know nothing. Like as I get a lot of rap for that. Like, I'm really like 50 years old, 30 year old body, probably 50 or maybe like, I'm like in the middle. Like, I kind of got an old soul, but then at the same time, I feel like I'm 10 at times. Cause like, I watch cartoons. Like, I watch Arthur. I'll sit there and watch Paw Patrol with the kids. Like, I don't care, but it's like a balance. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I feel like, you know, in relationships and like any type of things, like people don't accept that. They don't accept, you know, like in my last relationship, like he did not accept me for liking wrestling. Like it took a minute, like, or me watching anime or just me being me, period. Just I already know I'm one of a kind. Like I'm just different. I know I'm different. I don't need to fake for nobody. Like, I'm just different. But like, you know, I like what I like, and you know, I like doing the things that I like. Like I'm not a person of, I just know that my time is short on this earth, and if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out with a bang. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, live the best way I can, you know, being a server, being a, you know, personal God, and like, you know, being accepting of others and, you know, respecting others, you know. This thing, you know, we all won't agree, and we all probably won't ever agree. That's what makes us different. Like, you know, that's the type of person I am. Like, you know, I fight for what I believe in hard. I love hard. Like, I'm loyal hard. Like, I'm just like, that's just me. Like, cause I know my time is short here, and I can't, I'm not a person to hold grudges. I'm not a person to be bitter. I'm not a person to be angry all the time. I'm not a person to sit here and tell you what to do with your life. Like, that's not me. So, once we start seeing that as people, then, you know, we can be better for it. Like, you know, I don't think that I would ever be a person of ignorance as far as, like, other people. And I'm not saying, like, I've been like this, you know, all my life, because, like, I was very ignorant to a lot of stuff. And that, you know, consists of me being brainwashed by society and, you know, things, stereotypes of things, the stereotypes of, you know, people. Like, we've all done that. Like, however much, you know, y'all deny it, like, it's happened. Like, I've said this before, like, we be so consumed into what society thinks of us or what stereotypes, you know, people say and do. Like, we're so consumed in that, and it's not about that. Like, it took me a while to be where I am now, like, being aware, just being aware of everything, being aware of my surroundings, and just being unapologetically me. Like, it took me a while to see that, like, because I've been broken down so much, and, you know, people tell me that I ain't shit, and people telling me that you'll never be nothing, or, you know, you's trash, and all that. Like, I've heard all that in my life. Like, and I think it takes us being broken down and being left with nothing shows where your real faith is, and show like your potential within yourself. And as people, we have to accept that on one accord. Like, we can't live in fear, and we can't live in fear of failure either. Because with like that was always my biggest fear. Like, I always feel like I was just had this fear of failure, and, you know, I had to learn that failure is there to, it can be there for so many reasons, but the main reason is that it probably wasn't meant for that to happen, and it probably wasn't, you know, meant, or that situation could have been for someone else, or whatever. Like, like I said, I try not to live in fear. I think, like, the kind of, I'm kind of scared in a situation where, you know, when I'm no longer here, you know, will my kids be cool? Like, that's probably, like, one thing besides roller coasters that would fit. Like, I'm not, don't ever ask me to get on a roller coaster, because I won't. but I think that's, like, the real, like, true thing I'm scared of is, like, you know, when I'm no longer here, will my kids be okay? It's like, as a parent in general, especially, like, a special needs parent, because that requires all of you. Like, that's, like, the main thing you think about every day. Like, that's always in the back of my mind. Like, who will be accepting of my children? especially like if I, you know, if I get married, like, you know, or get in a serious relationship, like the first thing that I that's in my mind is like, will they accept my kids? Not just me, my kids. Like, my kids require a lot of attention, and I can't, even though I'll try to balance that being a good girlfriend or wife or whatever, like, they're going to require my attention regardless. And sometimes that'll take away from, you know, me being with that person, because they are my first priority. Like, I don't care how y'all feel about that. Like, my kids will always be, especially in their situation, will always be my first priority. And then my husband, or, you know, God, well, I'll say God first, my kids, then my husband. Like that, or a serious relationship like that, like, I feel like that's important to me. Like, I can't, it's not, there's no way around that. Like, that's, like, again, that's the main thing that, like, when I date, or if I'm with someone, or I'm like, I really care about somebody, like, are you going to be accepting of my kids? Like, because anybody can say, you know, they here for your kids, and, you know, they just want pussy from you, or they just want dick from you. I'm just keeping it real. Like, they going to want something from you. Like, it's the truth. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm gonna be trying to be as honest and real as possible. Like some people are not there, you know, are not there to be for you, or for, you know, whatever situation. Like, they want some out of you. That's just what it is. So, like, I always gotta, you know, put myself in that realm of where, is this person, anyone, not even just like a person I'm dating, like, anyone, like, are you accepting of my children? So, and for them dealing with, like, my kids deal with a lot, and they've dealt with a lot, you know, within their short little lives, like, they don't need to be in any other type of situations of people's bullshit. Like, I won't, like Oprah say, I will not accept that. Like, I will not, like, period. So, I think we've lost a lot of our standards, our worth as people. Like, we stopped doing that. Like, we're not accepting of, our true selves. We're not accepting our truth. We have to live in our truth. We have to grow in our truth and, like, do the best we can in our truth. Cause, like, you can sit up here and try to fake, like, you got it all together. Like, we don't got it all together. Like, Don't try to fool people with that. Like, we don't have it all together. Like, we all falling apart. Like, we all just trying to figure out stuff. Like, it's no, like, when we start accepting that, we're all one and the same when it comes to things, like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And I think also, like, the biggest thing for me is, like, accepting, like, my body. Because, like, I've struggled with my weight for as long as I can remember. And I think that when I've had my kids, like, I was, like, obsessed with trying to get back to my teenage weight and not really seeing the reality of, you know, we get older and our bodies change. And, you know, I've gone through three C-sections, and your body is not the same. Even with the first one, your body is not the same. Your bounce back is not the same. No matter how much you've exercised or how much people show you on Instagram, how they snap back is, like, in reality, like, your body will never be the same. Like, I go through back pain every day, and no matter how much I'm active, and I've always been active, like, no matter how active I am, that's going to stay with me, you know, for the rest of my life, like, you know, being in that pain. So, and I don't complain about it. I'm not a big complainer about things, because I feel like it's bigger things that I could be worried about instead of complaining about smaller stuff. Just complaining, period. I tell Maya all the time, it's like, you know, because she complains about, you know, doing stuff around the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell her, like, Maya, it's no point to complain about this stuff. You know, be grateful and for what you have. Like, you have these things. Some people don't. So some people are not in the situation we are. So I try to, you know, tell her how gratitude is important and how grateful, you know, we should be as people, you know, and, you know, kind of humble her a little bit and just be humbling. I try to stay, I'm not really much of a complainer. I try not to be. So, that's not me. So really accepting, like, the changes in my body and not being obsessed with, you know, losing weight. I mean, I still want to lose weight, but I'm not like over obsessed about it anymore. Like, you know, in time, I know it will happen. And just like being, you know, my future soulmate, you know, accept me for all my fluff and all that. But it just took me a long time to, like, accept that. And like I said, again, like, being, you know, in that past relationship, like, where he consistently called me fat. And consistently called me ugly. Like, I felt so much low self-esteem and felt like, you know, I wasn't pretty because he told me I wasn't. But I mean, now, you know, being out the situation and, like, being me, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm accepting of my body. I'm accepting of dealing, you know, being who I am. I love my body. I love my curves. Like, I love my muffin top. Like, my boobs sit up, but sometimes they sag too. But, you know, I'm accepting of my body. You know, I've created these little beings, and it's just the way, it's nothing else I can do about that at this point, you know. So, really taking time out to, like, really accepting and love myself, like, that, I think in this process, you know, with growth, like, we all have to come to that realization of where we don't show ourselves self-love, like, that should be a main factor in our lives. That should be, like, a priority to show ourselves self-love and acceptance. Because, and I think that we try to, get acceptance from others. But at the end of the day, you're not going to get it. You have to tell yourself. You have to show yourself that, you know, I have affirmations, you know, all over my house, and I read the affirmations every day when I get up, and I try to speak highly of myself, and I try to speak highly of the people I care about, because sometimes that they don't have that, and you know, I always tell them, like, you know, I try to be a positive outlet and try not to send negative energy, because we live in a world full of that. And if I can be, you know, dealing with all my shit, if I can try to be a positive outlet in someone else's life, you know, then I can be fulfilled and get that energy back and feel that same energy. You get what I'm saying? So, like, when we, like, I think accepting others, you know, as far as being that positive outlet is, like, a big factor. So, always have self-acceptance, always have self-love, and love yourself. That's it. That's my time, y'all. I hope y'all got a lot out of this episode today. I hope it wasn't all over the place, because y'all know I like the ramble. So, yeah. Acceptance is key in life. Make sure y'all look. Make sure y'all look in the show notes to see how y'all can support this show, how y'all can support this podcast. If there's any, I'm dancing right now, any request of me, any request that you want me to talk about, anything y'all want me to talk about, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm mainly on there. Hit me up on Instagram. Email me. I always leave my email in the show notes. Interact with me. I love talking to people. I love people's input. I love learning. I love all that stuff. So let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think of these episodes. Let me know what y'all think of this podcast. Like, I appreciate all the feedback. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the positive energy that y'all give me. I appreciate everything. You know, I gotta show gratitude. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Follow me. I don't know what I'm saying right now. Follow me. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace and love. I don't know why I'm so hype right now. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out. Love y'all.